Cattle is partnering with MSU's African Studies Center and the Delta Township District Library on the Capital Area Reads Project, encouraging communities to read and discuss the novel Behold the Dreamers by Mbolo Mbue. It's a novel about marriage, immigration, class, race, and the trapdoors in the American dream. The unforgettable story of a struggling Cameroonian immigrant couple and the wealthy Wall Street executive and his family in New York, just as the Great Recession upends the economy. We're delighted to welcome Mbolo to Cattlecast. Hello.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us today. Now, I read that you had never considered a career as a writer, but all of that changed after you visited the library. Explain what happened.
Yes, I never ever considered writing as a career. I never even knew anybody who was a writer. And then one day, in 2002, I went to a library in Falls Church, Virginia, and I saw books, the Oprah Book Club books, on a shelf, and I decided to borrow one of them, Toni Morrison's Song of Solomon. And the moment I finished reading that book, I started writing because I was so inspired by the book and how powerful it was. And that was basically how I started writing, just by reading the great book.
Wow. Now, as a native of Limbe, Cameroon, what did you think of America before immigrating here?
Well, I thought it was this, you know, promised land of sorts, because that is, and that is what the impression I got from television and from people who'd been to America and returned with a lot of money and wearing nice clothes and this sense that, you know, in America there was really not much poverty and there was a lot of equality. And I really did not have any reason to not believe that. I only started questioning everything when I came here and I saw for myself that as beautiful as the country was, it had its share of struggles. But that is not something which was made known to me when I was growing up or to most people in my country. It wasn't a very common idea.
And how did your first impressions match up with what you'd imagined?
Well, it was very different what I saw, to say the least. I remember when I first came and I was driving and through an inner city neighborhood, and that was the first time in my life that I saw homelessness. It never even occurred to me that there were some people who did not have houses to stay. And I never, you know, thought about how hard it is to achieve this American dream. And I never even considered that people had to work long hours and have credit card debts and all kinds of debt. So it was different. It was a bitter pill for me to swallow, thinking that, recognizing that the America I imagined was very different from the America I saw. But there were parts of it that were still wonderful. The part where it was, you know, there were lots of opportunities for people like me, for a young immigrant. I did feel very welcome when I came to America. So there were parts of it that held up, but there were other parts that very much surprised me.
Now, your novel strikes a balance in addressing the pitfalls of the so-called American dream without moralizing these failings. How did you craft that balance?
Well, my intention was to simply tell the story about these two families. I didn't have any sort of agenda to write about the American dream per se. I mean, even though you know, this novel has been, you know, spoken of as being critical of the American dream, I wanted to simply write about people, about their stories, what it's like to be a working-class African immigrant in Harlem, and what it's like to be a wealthy Wall Street executive and their struggles, and what it was like for the families to be living during the financial crisis of 2008. So I moralizing is not what I do. I leave that up to the readers to interpret the story for themselves. But my goal was always to just tell the story honestly and completely.
And what kind of research did you do to write this novel?
Well, I did have to, you know, read a lot about what happened at Lehman Brothers, because the Wall Street executive in the novel, he works at Lehman Brothers. So I had to understand what happened there behind the scenes at Lehman Brothers to give the novel the sense of, you know, of historical accuracy. But as far as, you know, the characters themselves, the African immigrant characters, I didn't really have to research them because they are from my hometown in Cameroon. And I am an African immigrant myself. I, I used to live in Harlem, just like the characters in the novel. And I am, and the wealthy family, you know, it was mostly from asking questions about people from that, you know, to people from that world, what their lives were like. But my research mostly had to do with the financial crisis.
And how were you told that your book was picked as an Oprah Book Club selection?
Well, Oprah called me herself.
Really?
I got a call from Oprah. It was about a year ago this time. And she told me that she picked the book. And I told her the story of how I was inspired to start writing after reading an Oprah Book Club selection. And in a way, it was some sort of a circle. You know, I started reading an Oprah Book Club selection. And I wrote a book that became an Oprah Book Club selection. And it meant a lot to me. You know, she is a big supporter of books and of writers. And it was a privilege to have her support.
I'm sure. Well, is it fair to say that your personal story is a great example of the American dream that the immigrant couple in the novel dreamed about?
I think, you know, every story is far more complex than that. I don't think we can, you know, look at the story and say, oh, you know, because people are, you know, attempted to say that, or they like me to say that, oh, you know, I'm an African immigrant, I came here and I worked hard and look, I wrote a book and it got me, you know, many opportunities. But I think that there's also the part of the story which, you know, people don't see when they meet me, because, you know, they don't think about the fact that I have struggled a lot in this country and that I've had my share of failures in this country, and that, you know, every story is more complex and nuanced than that. So I do not, I think that the American dream is a wonderful idea, and I think that many people who believe that they live in it, but I do question whether it is truly accessible to everybody.
And finally, tell us, what are you currently reading?
Oh, what am I currently reading? It's funny, I was just reading this book. It actually hasn't come out yet. It's coming out in October. It's called Friday Black by a young writer. His name is Nana Kwame Adjei-Brenya. It's a short story collection on race relations in America today. It's pretty powerful and just very, very heart-wrenching to read about what it's like to be a young black person in America today. So that is what I'm reading right now and very much enjoying it.
Well, Mbolo, you will be appearing at the Lansing Center Saturday, April 28th at 4 p.m. for a candid conversation, mm-hmm. along with WILX-TV's Laura Painter. Patrons can reserve a spot for this free event by visiting cattle.org or by calling 517-367-6348. Mbolo, thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you at the Capital Area Reads event.
Thank you, Mark. I'm looking forward to it, too. Thank you.
That's Mbolo Mbue, author of Behold the Dreamers. Cattle would also like to thank Rakuten Overdrive, WKAR, and WILX-TV 10 for their support of Capital Area Reads.